T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All rise. The honorable, somewhat sometimes honorable Judge Brad Booker is now crawling into the courtroom.
Why are you crawling this time?
It was a rough night last night.
It was a rough night. All right. Thank you. Please be seated. We have our litigants in the case. Babysitter drama is what we have. From what I understand, ladies, you're fighting over who has the right to a certain nanny. Both of you are friends and you both have young children.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay, Paige, we'll start off with you. And you first started using the babysitter, right?
That's right. She's been my babysitter for the past year. And she's created an amazing bond with my son. And I'm getting thieved of my babysitter. And not only that, but like I built a trust up with this girl. And it's hard to leave your child with somebody new. You know what I'm saying?
Let's back it up for a second. From what I understand, Ellie suggested this nanny to you back before she had a kid, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
But that doesn't mean because you suggested her, you have dibs on her. She's working for me already.
Okay.
She's already created this bond. We've been working together for the past year. And like, you can't just snag her because you want her. That doesn't how it works. Like, you gave her to me. It wasn't like
I'm not even sure you can say that anymore.
You can't say it anymore.
I don't think that's politically correct. She can't be a Native American giver. All right.
No, you can't even say that.
Oh, you
can't
say
that's insinuating that the entire culture gives and then takes.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah, oh, well, then don't say that. That's awful.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't say it, so, I mean, that's fine.
I've been to the Indian casinos, and trust me, they've taken a lot.
I'm not going to laugh at that.
No, it's really funny because it's true.
It's true. It's true. But I love them. So, Ellie, what is your argument?
Okay, first of all, I want to set the record straight. The babysitter in question is the daughter of my coworker and very, very good friend.
Okay.
We've been friends for years, okay? That's first. So that alone should give me first dibs. But on top of that, yes, I am the one who introduced and recommended the babysitter. So I've already done you a favor, Paige. So it's time for you to do the same. You've had her for 2 years, which is long enough. Your child is old enough. Mine is an infant. She didn't mention that. Only a month old. I need someone that is a family friend that I can trust.
All right. And what is the argument against both of you having the same babysitter?
Oh, no. I need her full time.
Oh.
Okay. And the nanny, where does she stand in all of this?
She is letting us decide. And I think it's unfair because she knows Ellie, so she doesn't know what to do because she feels bad that she's giving up working for me, and she loves my son, and it's like she feels torn because Ellie's like pulling her to her side, and it's not fair. This girl doesn't know what to do. I think that's
no, hey, she feels pressured to stay with you, just like you're pressuring me on the phone. She feels pressured to stay there.
She does not feel pressured. If she felt pressured, she would just leave and take your position.
No, don't make me call her mother.
Okay. I say we build an octagon and put this on pay-per-view.
This is great.
Man.
This is good.
All right,
drama.
So here we go. Just to make sure I have the facts right. When Paige was pregnant, Ellie got a name of a nanny, recommended this girl to her. Then Paige, who has been using this nanny, got attached to the nanny. All of a sudden, Ellie has a baby, and she's like, okay, I'm taking the nanny now. And Paige is like, oh, no, you aren't.
And well, let me clarify. It sounds like Paige used her as a babysitter, but Ellie wants to use her as a nanny.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Which is more money for her.
Okay. So you're looking at full-time.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I want to start using her full-time as well.
Oh.
Oh, no, all of a sudden.
Now.
Okay, here we go.
Ladies, let's take a quick break here, okay? Because coming up in 3 minutes, Alex and Sarah, playing the role of the jury today, will deliberate. This is going to be tough. I know. This is going to be really tough.
I might have to be dismissed from the jury just because I feel like I'm too close to the topic. Having a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old, this happens.
Can I be dismissed from the jury too?
No.
You don't have kids.
I'm feeling sick today, Judge. I don't want to.
No, you cannot. You have to suck it up and you have to make a decision, which we'll get coming up next on Mix 94.7. We're back with Booker's Court. So Paige had a baby and needed a babysitter. theater. Well, Ellie recommended one that she got from a coworker. She's been using her as a babysitter. Ellie recently had a baby, and now she wants to hire her full-time as a nanny. Paige is like, we already have a bond. Ellie's like, oh no, girl, I had her first. So who is entitled to the nanny who says, y'all ladies work it out, I'll do whatever you guys agree upon? Alex Franco.
Man, so this is close to home. I have a 4-year-old boy and a 1-year-old daughter, and we've had babysitters come through. What we would do to get first dibs on the babysitters is we would overpay them because we didn't use them quite often. But when we used them, we wanted to make sure that, you know, when we set up a Saturday or a Friday night, we never got like, hey, I have to cancel because the sitter wants to go where there's more money. We want to be the more money.
Right. But what about the tenure?
I mean, I see that too, the loyalty, but that's where the sitter should have stepped in and said, hey, you know, I have been doing it for this long.
Yeah, but so I'm assuming she's a young girl.
I know. But young girls, what do young girls like? Money.
Money.
So who's going to pay the most? That's right. The thing.
Sierra, how are you feeling about this?
What I would say is Ellie made a rookie mistake in giving up the goods before she had the baby.
You're right, Sarah.
And that's your fault. That's on you. And you can't come back and grab what was yours and backtrack. I'm sorry, but you should have locked that in. You should have, like, not given her up, or you should have had your friend sign a contract and say, hey, if I ever have a baby, she's my nanny.
So you're saying, Sarah, she should have heeded the advice of Rick Astley?
Joke. What did I tell Booker and Alex the minute you had a baby? I believe my advice, based off all my friends, hey, if you find a babysitter you like, you don't tell anybody about her.
Well, Alex did take your advice. It's
you
interesting.
You put that on lockdown.
Yeah, because I asked him, I was like, hey, I need a babysitter. Who do you got? He goes, can't tell you. And I'm like, really? So he was keeping his babysitter like really close to the chest. One day, I had an emergency situation where I had one of the girls from daycare come over and watch the kids. And she's like, oh, yeah, I also watch Alex's kids. I'm like, oh, so you're the one.
Yeah.
And I have two more in my hip pocket. Sarah. I agree with you 100%. I think that's how we should do it.
Yeah. I mean, sorry, Ellie. You live and learn. Never, ever give out a babysitter ever again.
The verdict is in, and according to the jury, Paige gets to keep the babysitter, now transitioning into a full-time nanny. I guess it's one of those kind of live and learn type of things. But Paige, if for whatever reason you find someone new or don't need her anymore, you got to give her over to your friend, right? Mm-hmm. And I hope this has not caused a friction between the two of you and you can continue to remain friends even though you lost the sitter.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.